It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, back from a trip to Denver. You can tell us all about that, I suppose.
It rained a few days. It was sunny a few days. Dining out was expensive. but, you know, the couple of souvenirs I brought back, you know, a sticker, license plate sticker for my coffee cup. Magnet, of course, from the
airport.
There
you go. I got to have a magnet. Mm-hmm.
And I had a Denver omelet in Denver.
Okay.
That was probably the highlight of my...
Of course, you were there for the...
National Association of County Veteran Service Officers.
You were representing Minnesota then?
There was about, I'd like to say, at least 30 in our delegation
that
went there. So it was fun to hang out with colleagues in another part of the country.
Learn a few things, get some good information, network a little bit.
That's absolutely.
Good. Yep,
absolutely.
Always worthwhile.
Yep.
All right. Well, welcome home.
Well, it's good to be home.
Good to have you back in God's country here.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And Rupert missed me, of course.
Oh, of course
I missed him.
Yep.
So
he was down at Critter Comfort down by Canby. They do a good job.
They do an outstanding
job. They're great down there. We just had Sophie down there yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit of free advertising for
them. Right.
They do an outstanding job. Yep.
Well, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Clarence N. Abraham. Clarence was born on August 13, 1923 in Yellow Medicine County and passed away on August 17, 1998 at the age of 65. He entered active duty in the United States Army on January 22, 1945 at Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged about 21 months later on November 15, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a firefighter with Company G of the 105th Infantry, spent 1 year, 2 months, and 9 days in the Pacific Theater overseas during World War II, and he earned the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan, Good Conduct Medal. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle, two overseas service bars, and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Clarence, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the veterans.
Of course, absolutely.
Next Monday is Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is coming up.
So keep that in mind. And a lot of good programs and things coming up, so we'll have more information on that through the week here.
Yep.
All right. 9 o'clock, I think the one in Madison's been moved a little earlier. We're going to broadcast that one live, as always, here on Q92.
That is awfully early for a Memorial Day program.
Yeah, there was a Swift County band was playing there, kind of moved things around a little bit so they get the band here.
Okay.
So that's 9 o'clock. So we'll talk more about that. Get closer to Monday.
And the Swift County Band always does a good job.
They do. Yep. So nice to have them around.
Uh-huh.
Well, the VA is celebrating 5 years of appeals modernization. You're going to tell us about that today.
Yes, sir. The VA put out a news release on May 1st announcing the 5-year anniversary of the Appeals Modernization Act, or AMA, that rolled out in February of 2019. February marked 5 years of VA's implementation of the Veterans Appeals Improvements and Modernization Act, or AMA. Signed into law February 19th, 2019, it was among the most significant statutory changes in decades to benefit veterans because it restructured the way VA processes appeals of disability claims. They improved the appeals process by offering 3 different options to disagree with a benefit decision, also delivers timely resolutions, and provides a streamlined process regardless of the route selected. The 3 routes are, of course, higher level review, which is basically a new set of eyes takes a look at it, all the information that's already in the claims file, and then they somebody that's a little higher ranking than the person that made the decision, looks at it again and sees if mistakes were made. Supplemental claim, which is what I do mostly, which allows new and relevant evidence to be submitted for a new decision. Or you can appeal directly to the Board of Veterans Appeals for review by a veterans law judge, either through a direct review, no additional evidence or hearing. You can submit more evidence, additional evidence, but no hearing, or a hearing with a veterans law judge and the opportunity to submit additional evidence. So You know, the ones I do the most are the supplemental claim and the direct appeal to the board. With these updated changes, AMA allows veterans to decide which method of review is best for them, depending on the circumstances of their claim. Prior to that implementation of AMA, the average time to resolve a legacy appeal was anywhere 18 to 35 months.
So that's quite a while.
That's quite a while. Over the past 5 years, VA has processed over 2.1 million AMA decisions in the average of 102 days. I've seen it firsthand. Got a couple of appeals that were pretty easy wins, but some have been a little more difficult as is expected. According to Timothy Surhall, the executive director for VA's Office of Administrative Review, the Appeals Modernization Act provides our veterans with options when they disagree with a VA benefits decision, gives them choice and control. Over the last 5 years, we've talked to veterans and representatives about their customer experience with the decision review options. Goal is to deliver the highest quality decision as quickly as possible, and veterans and beneficiaries are experiencing that change. More information on this, you can go to va.gov/decision-reviews. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number would be.
You had it out for me.
I did.
So nice.
I knew you were coming.
Yeah, as expected on a Monday morning.
That's right.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838 on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We are open this week, but 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445. However, tomorrow, Tuesday, I have to be in Elk River. As president of the association, I get to present a plaque to a colleague that's retiring in Sherburn County. And I've known him since I started. Great guy. You know, wish him the best in his retirement. And we also want to mention that Monday, May 27th, our office will be closed for Memorial Day.
I would imagine that all the offices will be closed that day?
All county offices will be closed Monday, May 27th.
And a lot of banks and other places as well.
Yep. Mail, you know, federal agencies, state agencies, county agencies, city agencies.
Yep. We just hope that everybody just don't use it just as a holiday to go to the lake, you know. Use it for
remembrance.
What it's intended, remembrance of those who served. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. We will chat with you again on Memorial Day.
Sounds good.
Josh Benninger, Lackmarl Veterans Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackmarl County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.